Hi, Taurus, Sun, and Rising signs. Welcome to your July overview. In this audioscope, I'm really just focusing on the big picture things, kind of the environment you're stepping into, so that you don't have to remember all those little interactions. If you follow my Instagram, that's where you'll catch those more day-to-day, more passing in moment type of things that sometimes they're important and sometimes they're just a little bit more surface and fun. But what I like to hone in on a monthly horoscope is really just like the big picture, the environment, and the main things that you're kind of stepping into for the month. So what those are is I'm gonna talk about the solar and lunar rhythm of the month and how that is indicating where in your life you are reaching and deepening. So our new moon, which aligns with our solar season, will show where you're kind of reaching in life this month. And this month we actually have two new moons and one is an eclipse. So it's sort of a really big month about reaching. Big shifts coming there. And then the deepening part is the full moon, and that's mid-month. Let's dive into those two things, new and full moons. And then after those, I will jump over to your chart ruler, the planet that rules you, which is Venus, and that rules a little bit more about your personal development and archetype. The sun and moon are showing where an axis of your chart is being harmonized, and then your planet, your personal planet, is showing a lot more about your personal agenda and development. I hope that made sense. Jumping into the solar lunar rhythm for July for you. This is an eclipse month where we're going to have a new moon or a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. So, a new moon eclipse and a full moon eclipse. Solar eclipses are always on a new moon, lunar eclipses are always on a full moon. This is going to add some complexity to the already sort of complex themes of what new and full moons are in certain signs and parts of your chart. So I'll try and layer it in ways that are easy to follow along as well as I can. So jumping straight into the month on the 2nd, we have our solar eclipse. And this is happening on, eclipses always happen on the lunar nodes. So the moon has a north node and a south node, which indicates where in that year the moon is crossing either northward over the ecliptic or southward over the ecliptic, and they mean different things. So it's important to note the difference between an eclipse that's happening on a north node and an eclipse that's happening on a south node, and whether that north node eclipse is holding a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse, and whether the south node is holding a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse. So there's four kinds of eclipses that can happen, and because we have two back to back, we will experience two kinds of those four. So the first one is going to be a new moon or solar eclipse on the north node. So a new moon is where we are reaching, where we're solidifying something about ourselves. So it's where we're currently holding a lot of pressure and responsibility, but also where we've really built a lot of strength and alignment. So depending on your year for this energy, that can feel like you've got it, or you can feel like you're kind of crumbling under the pressure, or kind of feel like sort of a sense of like not enough is happening, which would indicate you maybe didn't reach as high as you could have over the year in this energy. So in Cancer, with the north node happening in that sign on top of these reaching pressure elements of a new moon, the north node is indicating when a sign, so these nodes take about a year and a half to go through different signs. So this is our first summer with the nodes in this Cancer Capricorn area. We did have eclipses with these back in January, I believe. So we've had a little experience, but this is the first time we've had Cancer season eclipses here. And the North Node, which is traveling through Cancer, so which has been highlighted this Cancer season, is showing where a long-term, a 19-year cycle in a certain energy in our life and a certain sign is coming to an ending and a beginning. And because this node is sitting at approximately the halfway point of Cancer, it's going to be a split bag, split down the middle for humanity. Whether you're experiencing some endings or some beginnings, or maybe there's a small pocket that might have both of those simultaneously. But at that new moon moment, so on the second, when there's the new moon, which is an eclipse, a solar eclipse, in Cancer, that pressure that you're holding is also a time when you start thinking about new intentions. You can kind of feel it, sort of you've come full circle on something, and now you're going to create a new seed and new intentions for this energy. So let me step back and talk about what Cancer means in your chart and which part of your chart it's ruling. So Cancer universally is sort of the sign of roots, of family, of home, security, but it's ruling over your third house. So there's a deep sense of third house is where our connection comes in, our community, our communication. So this can make you someone that either finds a deep sense of community with family or feels a deep sense of family with community, maybe a little bit of both. But also this very soulful element around how you connect with others and how you communicate and the kind of community you are attracted to. So this is the place in your life where you may be feeling some pressure because it's a new moon, and because it's an eclipse, some potential endings or beginnings or a little bit of both here. So, the seeds that are created at this new moon are either going to help you really find impulse and new passion for a brand new cycle, or they're going to help you just through clues. You'll kind of probably get a sense of what this is for you. If this seed maybe needs to contain some energy around helping you release some baggage, to heal, to find more compassion in your life in this area, and hold a bit of complexity, through just surrendering. And at some point in the year, this may shift for you if you feel like you're at that ending point by the eclipses in the winter, of 2020. This may shift for you, and you might start to begin feeling a little bit of newness around this. But it'll probably vary from Taurus to Taurus whether you're feeling this as a new moon of like big new beginnings or a new moon of really needing to release some final baggage and complexity in this part of your life. Okay, so moving on to the 16th. So that's sort of where A, you're reaching, but B, endings and beginnings are happening. So it's a lot to hold. Eclipses are always a lot to hold, and full and new moons are always a lot to hold. So stack them together, and that's why eclipse season is always what it is, a time of big shifts. So come the 16th, we have a full moon, which is also an eclipse, so a lunar eclipse. So full moons are where you are oppositely deepening into something, where you're finding a more fertile time, but you feel you sort of more intuitively sense some growth coming on, which makes you feel a little bit insecure and moody, and it's a time where you're feeling triggered a bit. But that information, that insecurity that's coming, is just telling you that you need to deepen and nurture yourself a little more in preparation to kind of mature some element of this sign in your chart to hold more growth that's about to come. So this is a more fertile spot in your chart, but that doesn't always mean good. That can mean feeling a lot of insecurity, but that insecurity is leading to good things if you really work with it and take note that it's time to deepen and nurture yourself. So Capricorn is this energy that's having the full moon. And this is going to be in your ninth house. So Capricorn universally is the reaching energy. It is, the energy of our outer world position and authority, whereas the ninth house is about your vision in life, your beliefs, and your willingness to expand and push your boundaries and push yourself out of your comfort zone in order to create opportunities. So some traditional things that lie in this realm would be higher education, foreign travel, business expansion, publishing, you know, but you can sense in religion, you know, your life beliefs and philosophies, but you can sense for yourself what this is. Where are you wanting to expand, and where does this feel at the same time maybe fertile, but also a little bit insecure? So that is just telling you that you need to nurture that seeking, adventurous, opportunity seeking quality in you, because some new growth is coming. And around the themes of Cancer, this could have to do with your outer world reputation, with your reach, with your ability to structure, all of these good things. So now stacking a South Node eclipse on top of this. The South Node is our halfway mark of a long 19-year journey. So Capricorn in your chart, and everyone's chart, has had about 9 years of self-development, and it's on this cusp now of like pushing its harvest or its fruit into the world. And that initial meeting of the world comes in the form of relationship, of facing directly, because it's like a halfway point on a circle, if you were to imagine that, and you're kind of facing what you ignited 9 years ago in that Capricorn realm. So there's some karma that's going to come in as well. So it's the real thing here is there's some balancing of scales, there's a little bit of karma, but this is also where you're really harmonizing with the outer world, with what you have. And that can feel triggering after you've had 9 years of really having a tight grasp on, and, you know, a lot of personal control over and sovereignty over how you've developed this part of yourself. All of a sudden, it's being ready to push into a bigger place out in the world. And that means initially there's partnerships, there's relationships, there's general harmonizing initially that needs to happen. And sometimes this can come in the form of some conflict. And the point is to start working towards harmonizing. So fairness, equal give, equal take. If there's conflict, it's a really good time to start listening more to other parties. It's a good time to really examine whether you've put in the due that is being expected of you in relationship to others, and if others are putting in their due, and are both sides compromising a little. So there's a little bit of friction, but if you learn how to sort of move into harmonizing rather than getting stuck back in that energy of having full control of something, you'll have an easier time here, which can bring a deep elegance if you learn how to harmonize and learn who's going to harmonize with you. Like, we're not going to harmonize with everyone. So that's another question to ask, is like, maybe the initial things that come into your life in this area just are not the right harmonizing energy. So A, it's finding the right harmonizing partnership and relationship in this chart, but also really paying attention to your own ability to give and take and compromise on your end. So that's a lot to hold. There's a little bit of insecurity, but deepening for a ripening and growth phase, and then also this sort of new need to really push into balance and harmonizing with others in the expansive, creating bigger platform and opportunity in your life energy. So this month, this is kind of rare. We don't have this every month. We have a second new moon on the very last day of July. And this will be in a new sign. So the sun on the 23rd will have moved into Leo, which is really going to lighten up the mood. We're kind of going to get out of this eclipse territory where these big shifts of both endings and beginnings and then needing to harmonize are creating lots of changes in life with ourselves and with everyone around us. So by this new moon on the 31st in Leo, yes, there will be pressure. New moons bring pressure, but Leo's in a very resilient phase. It's in a very baby phase in this new cycle, but it isn't a new cycle. It has a lot of resilience and a lot of passion around it. And not everything's going to hit for Leo this year with the intentions you make at this new moon. But the point is to really connect to passion and to try things, sort of like a baby learning to walk. You fall a lot, but you keep getting up and trying because you're very resilient as a baby. So Leo is in your fourth house, and this has to do with home and family. So where Cancer has to do with that as a quality, it was in your community house, where Leo is about creativity and presence and heart and leadership. It's in the fourth house of home and family. So there's houses that have a similar progression to signs. So the fourth house and Cancer have similar energies, but just Cancer's more of a quality and the fourth house is more of like an area of your life. So the quality of Cancer is in the North Node eclipse, as we've talked about, but the area of your life that's roots and home and family is in the Leo section of your chart. Don't worry if you didn't follow that. On the 31st, this new moon in Leo, you may have some pressures that you're feeling around having a sense of creativity and pride and presence around your home and family and roots. There's something really resilient. So I feel like any pressure coming in, even though this is in a young place, so that can feel a little dramatic, ultimately there's resilience there. So just lean into that and lean into any intentions you make at this new moon of really putting your heart into your roots and into your family and home, that it's okay that not everything goes as expected, but that you definitely, push into impulse and passion with it. That's all it's really asking of you this year. Okay, so this is what I've gone over, is sort of where there is some reach or stretch outward and where some depth is being called in on top of the eclipse themes of endings and beginnings and harmonizing. So moving on from there, we go to your planetary ruler, Venus. And this is having a lot more to do with your personal agenda and progression of development. And this month, I'm really going to focus on the 3rd through the 27th is a time when Venus, so on the 3rd, Venus will move into Cancer and it will stay there until the 27th. So it's in your 3rd house and it's in a 3rd progression. So it's really matching the energy of house and progression, which is a lot about communication and community. So that might feel very important to you. And Venus, your ruler, is the goddess planet and is very concerned about embodiment and body intelligence. So breath is a thing that can really push you into that body intelligence, that connection to the senses that you deeply crave, and that will help you really know what and how and where and when you're craving connection and community and communication, because that could be a big theme for you this month, especially again from the 3rd to the 27th. So in the sign of Cancer, this is a secondary layer of having a lot of concern about roots and soul and depth around a sense of family or soulfulness in your connection and in your community. So that is sort of the big picture that you're stepping into this month. For everyone, there's a lot of stuff going on around our roots and our reach and big shifts coming. So the wisdom and advice that I would give is to just do your best to nurture yourself and to stay open and open-minded and have a lot of patience as things sort of shift around you, whether it's for you or with people in your life. Patience, openness, and really taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself so that you can nurture those around you that need it as well. All right, I will be back with you August 1st for August horoscopes.